SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, the Ruby Princess cruise ship linked to 11 coronavirus deaths will dock at Port Kembla in New South Wales. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson admitted to hospital after persistent coronavirus symptoms. And state and territory governments are warning people not to travel during the upcoming Easter break and are urging residents to stay at home instead. In the latest coronavirus news, there are now some 5,687 confirmed cases in Australia, with the country's coronavirus death toll reaching 37. To date, more than 297,000 tests have been conducted across Australia. And the Ruby Princess cruise ship linked to 622 coronavirus cases and 11 deaths will be docked in southern New South Wales today. The ship will be docked in Port Kembla near Wollongong for 10 days to allow for medical assessments, treatment or emergency extractions of the crew. And West Australia has officially enacted its hard border closure, banning the entry of other people from other parts of Australia. Only those with an exemption will be allowed to enter, including health workers, emergency services, freight workers, people providing specialist skills, judicial services and on compassionate grounds. Fly-in, fly-out workers and their families will also be exempt, but must undergo a 14-day quarantine period. People returning home from other states are being quarantined in hotels and will be forced to isolate for another fortnight. The restrictions could last as long as 6 months, with Premier Mark McGowan comparing the move to Brexit. And an Aboriginal medical service in WA is doubling down on its coronavirus response after the first cases were confirmed in the Kimberley region last week. Three health workers in Broome, one in Kununurra, tested positive while another case was confirmed in Halls Creek. Yuriyungi Medical Service, which operates out of the town, has stopped its services amid concerns about the virus. Its CEO is calling for extra support, saying the situation is critical. And Australian families are being forced to live stream funerals in the wake of the restrictions on large gatherings of people. Numbers were restricted to 10 at the funeral of a local Roebourne elder in West Australia recently, amid warnings that the hearse would drive past if too many people attended. And Victorians have spent time over the weekend with their first weekend of tougher social restrictions in place, which saw a ban on all but most basic outdoor activities. And there's certainly been a lot of changes to the way we live our lives in the past week, with new social distancing restrictions coming into effect at midnight tonight. The government's also identified vulnerable groups, including some older Indigenous Australians who should stay home as often as possible. And on Easter and COVID-19, Australians are being asked to forego the upcoming Easter festivities and maintain social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, acknowledges Easter is usually a time when people travel and hold social gatherings. State and territory governments are warning people not to travel during the upcoming Easter break and are urging residents to stay home instead. In international news, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been admitted to hospital after experiencing symptoms of coronavirus, persistent symptoms of coronavirus. Mr. Johnson will be admitted after 10 days of isolation, testing positive for COVID-19 late last month. The Prime Minister has thanked the NHS for their hard work and continues to urge the public to stay at home. And in Eurovision news, Australia's 2020 Eurovision contestant Montaigne won't miss out on performing on the global stage after being confirmed as next year's entrant. The coronavirus outbreak had forced the singing contest into the Netherlands to be cancelled. But SBS, the host broadcaster in Australia, has followed other countries in giving this year's contestant Montaigne the green light to perform in 2021. Montaigne says she's happy to receive the good news during such times. That's all for news for today. Now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 32. Adelaide, possible showers, 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, cloudy, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Wollongong, possible showers, and 22. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Townsville, partly cloudy, 28. And Cairns, possible showers, 31. Thursday Island, partly cloudy and 30. Alice Springs, mostly sunny, 27. Darwin, a shower or two and possible storm, and 33. And Albury-Wodonga, sunny and 17 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.